To Kill a Mockingbird. By Harper Lee. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. To Kill a Mockingbird is a novel by Harper Lee published in 1960. It is set in the fictional town of Macomb, Alabama, during the Great Depression. The novel focuses on the Finch family, particularly Scout and her brother Jem. The story is told from Scout's point of view, as she recounts her childhood experiences with her brother and their father, Atticus Finch, a lawyer who defends a black man, Tom Robinson, against false rape charges. The novel explores themes of racial injustice, class, courage, and gender roles in the American Deep South. Atticus is a moral hero, and his children learn valuable lessons about justice and prejudice. The novel also examines the impact of racial injustice on the children of Macomb, as well as the importance of empathy and understanding. The novel begins with Scout and Jem's introduction to their new neighbor, Boo Radley. They are fascinated by him and spend much of their time trying to get a glimpse of him. Meanwhile, Atticus is appointed to defend Tom Robinson, a black man accused of raping a white woman. Atticus is determined to prove Tom's innocence, despite the town's prejudice against him. The trial of Tom Robinson is a major event in the novel, and Atticus's defense of him is a major theme. Atticus's courage and moral integrity are tested as he faces the town's prejudice and hatred. The children also face prejudice and hatred, as they are taunted and threatened by the townspeople. The novel ends with Scout and Jem's realization that Boo Radley is a kind and gentle person, despite the rumors about him. They come to understand the importance of empathy and understanding, and they learn valuable lessons about justice and prejudice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Prejudice. The novel explores the deep-rooted prejudice in the small town of Macomb, Alabama, and how it affects the lives of its citizens. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee explores the deep-rooted prejudice in the small town of Macomb, Alabama. This prejudice is seen in the way the townspeople treat the African-American community, as well as in the way they view those who are different from them. The novel follows the story of Atticus Finch, a white lawyer who defends an African-American man accused of rape. Despite Atticus's best efforts, the jury finds the man guilty, showing the power of prejudice in the town. The novel also examines the way prejudice affects the lives of the citizens of Macomb. The African-American community is treated as second-class citizens, and they are not allowed to participate in many of the activities that the white citizens do. This prejudice is also seen in the way the townspeople view those who are different from them, such as the Finch family. The Finch family is seen as outsiders because of their different beliefs and values, and they are often treated with suspicion and disdain. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird shows how prejudice can have a deep and lasting impact on a community. It shows how prejudice can lead to injustice and how it can prevent people from living their lives to the fullest. The novel also shows how prejudice can be overcome, as Atticus Finch is able to stand up for what is right and fight against the prejudice in the town. Main idea number 2. Innocence. The story follows the journey of Scout and Jem Finch as they learn about the world and the harsh realities of prejudice and injustice. Innocence is a major theme in Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Through the eyes of Scout and Jem Finch, the reader is able to witness the innocence of childhood and the harsh realities of prejudice and injustice. Scout and Jem are two young children living in the small town of Macomb, Alabama during the 1930s. They are sheltered from the realities of the world, and their innocence is evident in their naivety and lack of understanding of the prejudice and injustice that exists in their town. As the novel progresses, Scout and Jem are exposed to the realities of racism and injustice, and their innocence is challenged. They witness the unfair trial of Tom Robinson, a black man accused of rape, and the cruel treatment of Boo Radley, a reclusive neighbor. Through these experiences, Scout and Jem learn about the world and the harsh realities of prejudice and injustice. They come to understand that the world is not always fair and that people can be cruel and unjust. In the end, Scout and Jem's innocence is replaced by a newfound understanding of the world and its injustices. Main idea number 3. Courage. Atticus Finch is a moral and courageous lawyer who defends a black man accused of rape, despite the town's prejudice and hatred. Atticus Finch is a moral and courageous lawyer in Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. He is tasked with defending a black man accused of rape, despite the town's prejudice and hatred. Atticus is a man of strong moral character and he is determined to do the right thing, no matter the cost. He is willing to stand up for what he believes in, even when it means going against the majority. He is a role model for his children, and for the town, showing them that courage and justice are more important than fear and hatred. Atticus is a man of great courage and conviction. He is willing to put himself in danger to defend the innocent, and he is not afraid to stand up to the town's prejudice and hatred. He is a beacon of hope in a time of darkness, and he shows the town that justice and fairness are more important than fear and hatred. He is a symbol of courage and strength, and he is an example of what it means to stand up for what is right. Atticus Finch is a moral and courageous lawyer who stands up for what is right, no matter the cost. He is a role model for his children, and for the town, showing them that courage and justice are more important than fear and hatred. He is a symbol of hope and strength, and he is an example of what it means to stand up for what is right. Atticus Finch is a true hero, and his courage and conviction will continue to inspire generations to come. Main idea number 4. Morality. The novel examines the moral choices people make and how they can affect the lives of others. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the moral choices people make and how they can affect the lives of others. Through the story of Atticus Finch and his family, the novel explores the idea of morality and how it can be challenged by the society around us. Atticus is a moral man who stands up for what he believes in, even when it is unpopular. He is willing to take a stand for justice and equality, even when it means going against the majority. His moral choices have a ripple effect on the people around him, from his children to the people of Macomb. The novel also examines the consequences of immoral choices. The character of Bob Ewell is a prime example of this. His immoral choices, such as his racism and his attempt to harm the Finch family, have a negative impact on the people around him. His actions lead to the death of Tom Robinson, and his own death at the hands of Boo Radley. The novel shows how immoral choices can have far-reaching consequences, and how important it is to make moral choices in order to create a better society. To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of morality and its effects on society. Through the characters of Atticus and Bob Ewell, the novel shows how moral choices can have a positive or negative impact on the lives of those around us. It is a reminder of the importance of making moral choices, and how those choices can shape the world we live in. Main idea number 5. Education. Scout and Jem learn valuable lessons about life, morality, and justice from their father, Atticus. Atticus Finch is a wise and moral father figure to his two children, Scout and Jem. Through his teachings, Atticus imparts valuable lessons about life, morality, and justice. He encourages his children to think for themselves and to question the world around them. He also teaches them to be respectful and understanding of others, regardless of their differences. Atticus is a strong advocate for justice and equality, and he instills these values in his children. He encourages them to stand up for what is right, even when it is unpopular. Atticus also teaches his children to be humble and to accept responsibility for their actions. He shows them that it is important to be honest and to treat others with kindness and respect. Atticus's lessons are invaluable to Scout and Jem, and they help shape their understanding of the world. Main idea number 6. Friendship. Scout and Jem form a strong bond with their neighbor, Boo Radley, despite the town's fear and superstitions about him. Scout and Jem's friendship with Boo Radley is a unique one. Despite the town's fear and superstitions about him, the two children are able to look past these and see the person behind the rumors. They are able to form a bond with him, even though they never actually meet him face to face. They leave gifts for him in a knothole of a tree, and they even go so far as to protect him from the town's prejudice. In the end, Boo Radley is the one who saves the children from a dangerous situation, showing that their friendship was genuine and strong. The friendship between Scout and Jem and Boo Radley is a testament to the power of kindness and understanding. Despite the town's fear and superstitions, the two children are able to look past these and see the person behind the rumors. They are able to form a bond with him, even though they never actually meet him face to face. Their friendship is a reminder that we should not judge people based on what we hear, but instead take the time to get to know them and form our own opinions. Main idea number 7. Racism. The novel examines the racism and injustice of the Jim Crow South and how it affects the lives of African Americans. Racism is a major theme in Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. The novel examines the racism and injustice of the Jim Crow South and how it affects the lives of African Americans. Through the eyes of Scout, the young protagonist, readers are exposed to the harsh realities of racial prejudice and discrimination. The novel follows the trial of Tom Robinson, a black man accused of raping a white woman. Despite the evidence that proves his innocence, Tom is found guilty due to the racism of the jury. This injustice serves as a reminder of the power of racism and how it can be used to oppress and deny justice to African Americans. The novel also explores the effects of racism on the Finch family, as they are ostracized by their white neighbors for defending Tom. Through the Finch family, readers are able to see how racism can divide a community and how it can lead to hatred and violence. Ultimately, To Kill a Mockingbird serves as a powerful reminder of the dangers of racism and the importance of standing up for justice. Main idea number 8. Justice. Atticus Finch stands up for justice and equality, despite the town's prejudice and hatred. In Harper Lee's classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, Atticus Finch is a symbol of justice and equality. Despite the town's prejudice and hatred, Atticus stands up for what is right and fair. He defends a black man accused of rape, despite the fact that the town is overwhelmingly against him. Atticus is a moral compass for his children, teaching them to look beyond the surface and to treat everyone with respect and kindness. He is a beacon of hope in a world of injustice, and his courage and conviction are an inspiration to all. Atticus Finch is a shining example of justice and equality, and his legacy will live on for generations to come. Atticus Finch is a man of principle and integrity. He is willing to stand up for what he believes in, even when it is unpopular. He is a strong advocate for justice and equality, and he is not afraid to challenge the status quo. He is a role model for his children, teaching them to think for themselves and to stand up for what is right. Atticus is a symbol of hope in a world of injustice, and his courage and conviction are an inspiration to all. Atticus Finch is a symbol of justice and equality in To Kill a Mockingbird. He stands up for what is right, even when it is unpopular. He is a moral compass for his children, teaching them to look beyond the surface and to treat everyone with respect and kindness. He is a beacon of hope in a world of injustice, and his courage and conviction are an inspiration to all. Atticus Finch is a shining example of justice and equality, and his legacy will live on for generations to come. Main idea number 9. Growing up, the novel follows Scout and Jem as they grow up and learn about the world and the harsh realities of prejudice and injustice. Growing up is a difficult process for everyone, and Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird captures this process in vivid detail. Through the eyes of Scout and Jem, the novel follows the two children as they learn about the world around them and the harsh realities of prejudice and injustice. As they grow older, they come to understand the complexities of the world and the power of empathy and understanding. They learn that even in the face of injustice, there is still hope and that people can come together to fight for what is right. Through their journey, Scout and Jem come to understand the importance of standing up for what is right and the power of compassion and understanding. The novel also explores the idea of growing up in a small town and how the people of Macomb County are shaped by their environment. Scout and Jem learn about the town's history and the prejudices that have been passed down from generation to generation. They also learn about the importance of standing up for what is right, even when it is unpopular. Through their journey, Scout and Jem come to understand the power of standing up for what is right and the importance of fighting for justice. Growing up is a difficult process, and To Kill a Mockingbird captures this process in a powerful and meaningful way. Through Scout and Jem's journey, readers are able to gain insight into the complexities of the world and the importance of standing up for what is right. The novel is a timeless classic that will continue to inspire readers for generations to come. Main idea number 10. Family. The novel explores the relationships between Scout, Jem, and their father, Atticus, and how they grow and change over the course of the story. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee explores the relationships between Scout, Jem, and their father, Atticus. Throughout the story, the reader is able to witness the growth and development of these relationships. Scout and Jem are both young children when the novel begins, and they look up to their father as a source of guidance and wisdom. Atticus is a strong moral figure in their lives, and he teaches them important lessons about justice, courage, and compassion. As the novel progresses, Scout and Jem come to understand their father better and appreciate his values more. They also learn to rely on him for support and comfort in difficult times. By the end of the novel, Scout and Jem have grown into young adults, and their relationship with Atticus has become much stronger and more meaningful. The novel also examines the ways in which Scout and Jem's relationships with their father are affected by the events of the story. Atticus is forced to confront difficult moral dilemmas as he defends Tom Robinson in court, and his children are exposed to the harsh realities of racism and injustice. Through these experiences, Scout and Jem come to understand their father's values and beliefs more deeply. They also learn to appreciate his courage and strength in the face of adversity. In the end, Scout and Jem's relationships with Atticus have been strengthened and deepened by the events of the novel. Main idea number 11. Community. The novel examines the relationships between the citizens of Maycomb and how they interact with each other. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the relationships between the citizens of Maycomb and how they interact with each other. The novel focuses on the Finch family, who are respected members of the community, and their interactions with their neighbors. Through the eyes of Scout, the young daughter of Atticus Finch, the reader is able to observe the dynamics of the community. Scout is able to observe the prejudice and racism that exists in the town, as well as the kindness and compassion that is also present. The novel also examines the relationships between the different classes of people in the town, and how they interact with each other. The novel shows how the people of Maycomb are able to come together in times of need, and how they are able to support each other in difficult times. The novel also examines the relationships between the adults and the children in the town, and how they are able to learn from each other. Through the relationships between the citizens of Maycomb, the novel is able to explore the themes of prejudice, racism, and compassion. Main idea number 12. Tolerance. The novel explores the importance of tolerance and understanding in a prejudiced society. Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird explores the importance of tolerance and understanding in a prejudiced society. The novel follows the story of Atticus Finch, a lawyer in the small town of Maycomb, Alabama, who is tasked with defending a black man accused of rape. Throughout the novel, Atticus is faced with the challenge of defending a man who is seen as an outsider in a society that is deeply rooted in racism and prejudice. Despite the odds, Atticus stands up for what he believes is right and works to ensure that the accused man receives a fair trial. The novel also examines the importance of tolerance and understanding in a prejudiced society. Atticus is a strong advocate for justice and equality, and he works to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. He also encourages his children, Scout and Jem, to be tolerant and understanding of those who are different from them. He teaches them to look beyond the surface and to see the good in everyone, regardless of their race or social status. Through Atticus' example, the novel shows that tolerance and understanding are essential in a prejudiced society. Ultimately, To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the importance of tolerance and understanding in a prejudiced society. Atticus' example of standing up for what is right and treating everyone with respect and dignity serves as an inspiring reminder of the power of tolerance and understanding. By showing the importance of these values, the novel encourages readers to strive for a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 13. Innate goodness. The novel examines the innate goodness of people and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. In Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird, the idea of innate goodness is explored in depth. The novel follows the story of Atticus Finch, a lawyer in the small town of Macomb, Alabama, who is tasked with defending a black man accused of rape. Despite the rampant racism and prejudice in the town, Atticus believes in the innate goodness of people and is determined to prove the man's innocence. He is met with opposition from the townspeople, who are unwilling to accept that a black man could be innocent. Despite this, Atticus stands firm in his belief that people are inherently good and that justice will prevail. Throughout the novel, Atticus' faith in the innate goodness of people is tested. He is met with hostility and hatred from the townspeople, who are unwilling to accept that a black man could be innocent. Despite this, Atticus remains steadfast in his belief that people are inherently good and that justice will prevail. He is determined to prove the man's innocence, even in the face of overwhelming odds. In the end, Atticus' faith in the innate goodness of people is rewarded when the jury finds the man innocent. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird examines the idea of innate goodness and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Atticus' unwavering faith in the innate goodness of people is an inspiring example of how one person can make a difference in the face of adversity. His determination to prove the man's innocence, despite the overwhelming odds, is a testament to the power of the human spirit and the innate goodness of people. Main idea number 14. Perseverance. The novel examines the importance of perseverance and courage in the face of adversity. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the importance of perseverance and courage in the face of adversity. The main character, Scout Finch, is a young girl living in the small town of Macomb, Alabama during the 1930s. She and her brother Jem witnessed the trial of a black man, Tom Robinson, who is accused of raping a white woman. Despite the overwhelming evidence of his innocence, Tom is found guilty and sentenced to death. Through this experience, Scout and Jem learn the importance of standing up for what is right, even when it is difficult. The novel also explores the idea of perseverance in the face of adversity. Despite the racism and prejudice that exists in Macomb, Scout and Jem remain determined to do what is right. They stand up for Tom Robinson, even when it is unpopular, and they refuse to be swayed by the opinions of others. This courage and perseverance is an important lesson for the reader, as it shows that one can remain true to their beliefs even in the face of opposition. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the importance of perseverance and courage in the face of adversity. Through the experiences of Scout and Jem, the reader is reminded that it is possible to stand up for what is right, even when it is difficult. This is an important lesson that can be applied to many different situations, and it is one that will stay with the reader long after the novel has ended. Main idea number 15. Equality. The novel examines the importance of equality and justice in a prejudiced society. Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the importance of equality and justice in a prejudiced society. Through the eyes of Scout Finch, the novel's narrator, readers are exposed to the racial injustice that exists in the fictional town of Macomb, Alabama. The novel follows the trial of Tom Robinson, a black man accused of raping a white woman, and the efforts of Atticus Finch, Scout's father, to defend him in court. Despite Atticus' best efforts, Tom is found guilty by an all-white jury, highlighting the unfairness of the justice system in Macomb. The novel also examines the importance of equality in other aspects of life. Scout and her brother Jem are taught by their father to treat everyone with respect, regardless of their race or social status. This is demonstrated in the novel when Atticus defends Tom Robinson in court, despite the fact that he is a black man in a prejudiced society. Atticus' actions show that he believes in the importance of equality and justice, and that everyone should be treated fairly. To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the importance of equality and justice in a prejudiced society. Through the eyes of Scout Finch, readers are exposed to the racial injustice that exists in Macomb, and the importance of treating everyone with respect and fairness. Atticus Finch's actions in the novel demonstrate the importance of equality and justice, and serve as a reminder that everyone should be treated equally, regardless of their race or social status. Main idea number 16. Compassion. The novel examines the importance of compassion and understanding in a prejudiced society. Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird explores the importance of compassion and understanding in a prejudiced society. The novel follows the story of Atticus Finch, a lawyer in the small town of Macomb, Alabama, who is tasked with defending a black man accused of rape. Atticus is a moral and compassionate man who is determined to do the right thing, even in the face of a hostile and prejudiced society. He is a role model for his children, Scout and Jem, teaching them to be kind and understanding to everyone, regardless of race or social class. The novel also examines the consequences of prejudice and racism. Atticus is met with hostility and scorn from the townspeople for defending a black man, and his children are subjected to ridicule and bullying. Despite this, Atticus remains steadfast in his commitment to justice and compassion, and his example serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of understanding and acceptance in a prejudiced society. Ultimately, To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the importance of compassion and understanding in a prejudiced society. Atticus Finch serves as a role model for his children, and his example of courage and moral fortitude in the face of adversity serves as a reminder of the power of compassion and understanding. Main idea number 17. Redemption. The novel examines the power of redemption and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the power of redemption and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Through the story of Atticus Finch, a white lawyer in the segregated South, the novel shows how redemption can be used to challenge the status quo. Atticus is willing to take on the case of a black man accused of rape, despite the fact that it will put him in direct opposition to the majority of the town. He is willing to risk his reputation and his safety to do what he believes is right. The novel also shows how redemption can be used to challenge the prejudices of the people in the town. Atticus is able to show the people of Macomb that Tom Robinson, the black man accused of rape, is innocent and that the accuser is lying. Through his actions, Atticus is able to redeem the people of Macomb from their prejudices and show them that justice can be served. The novel also shows how redemption can be used to combat injustice. Atticus is able to show the people of Macomb that justice is not always served in the courts, and that sometimes the truth is not enough to win a case. He is able to show them that justice can be served through redemption, and that it is possible to overcome prejudice and injustice. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the power of redemption and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Through the story of Atticus Finch, the novel shows how redemption can be used to challenge the status quo, challenge the prejudices of the people in the town, and combat injustice. Atticus is able to show the people of Macomb that justice can be served through redemption, and that it is possible to overcome prejudice and injustice. Main idea number 18. Forgiveness. The novel examines the power of forgiveness and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the power of forgiveness and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Through the story of Atticus Finch and his daughter Scout, the novel shows how forgiveness can be used to bridge divides between people of different backgrounds and beliefs. Atticus is a white lawyer in a small southern town who defends a black man accused of rape. Despite the racism and prejudice of the town, Atticus stands up for what is right and shows his daughter the power of forgiveness. He teaches her that it is possible to forgive those who have wronged you, even if they do not deserve it. He also shows her that it is possible to forgive yourself for mistakes you have made, and that it is important to do so in order to move forward. Through Atticus's example, the novel demonstrates how forgiveness can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. The novel also shows how forgiveness can be used to heal relationships between people. Atticus's relationship with his daughter Scout is a prime example of this. Despite their differences in opinion and outlook, Atticus is able to forgive Scout for her mistakes and show her the power of understanding and compassion. He also shows her that it is possible to forgive those who have wronged you, even if they do not deserve it. Through Atticus's example, the novel demonstrates how forgiveness can be used to heal relationships between people. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the power of forgiveness and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Through the story of Atticus Finch and his daughter Scout, the novel shows how forgiveness can be used to bridge divides between people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and how it can be used to heal relationships between people. Atticus's example demonstrates the power of forgiveness and how it can be used to create a better world. Main idea number 19. Hope. The novel examines the power of hope and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. The novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee examines the power of hope and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. The main character, Scout Finch, is a young girl living in the small town of Macomb, Alabama during the 1930s. She is surrounded by racism and prejudice, yet she is able to maintain a sense of hope and optimism. Despite the fact that her father, Atticus Finch, is defending a black man accused of rape, Scout is able to see the good in people and believe that justice will prevail. She is able to look beyond the prejudice and hatred of her community and see the potential for a better future. Scout's hope is further demonstrated when she stands up to the mob of people who come to lynch Tom Robinson. She is able to see the injustice of the situation and is willing to put her own safety at risk in order to protect Tom. Her courage and determination to stand up for what is right is a testament to the power of hope. The novel ultimately shows that hope can be a powerful force in the face of injustice. It can be used to combat prejudice and hatred, and to create a better future. Scout's hope is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still the potential for a brighter tomorrow. Main idea number 20. Change. The novel examines the power of change and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the power of change. Through the story of Atticus Finch and his family, Lee shows how change can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Atticus is a lawyer who defends a black man accused of rape in a small, segregated town in the 1930s. Despite the odds being stacked against him, Atticus is determined to fight for justice and to challenge the racism and bigotry of the town. He is a symbol of hope and change, and his courage and determination to stand up for what is right inspires the people around him. Atticus' daughter Scout is also a symbol of change. She is a young girl who is growing up in a world of prejudice and injustice, but she is determined to challenge the status quo. She stands up for what she believes in and is not afraid to speak out against injustice. Through her actions, she shows that change is possible and that it can be used to create a better world. The novel also examines the power of change in the wider context of society. It shows how change can be used to challenge the existing power structures and to create a more just and equitable society. Atticus' actions are a symbol of this, as he stands up for what is right and challenges the racism and bigotry of the town. He is a symbol of hope and change, and his courage and determination to stand up for what is right inspires the people around him. To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful exploration of the power of change and how it can be used to combat prejudice and injustice. Through the story of Atticus Finch and his family, Lee shows how change can be used to create a better world. Atticus and Scout are symbols of hope and change, and their courage and determination to stand up for what is right inspires the people around them. The novel is a powerful reminder of the power of change and how it can be used to create a more just and equitable society.